Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Ooh, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whenever you actually hear this or see this message. So you see the title, Know Your Role. And the reason I'm doing this one, a couple of days ago, someone was asking me about PPK, priest, prophet, and king, what it means, and how did you come up with it? So it goes all the way back to when I, first got married. I really didn't understand what marriage was about. I didn't understand my role as a husband or a father, or even really and truly a man of God. I picked and choose what I wanted to do. And I'm going to relate that to just a religious spirit, because I literally saw people in church live one way and then outside of the church live another way. So I really thought that that's how this could be. People will use scripture to justify what they're doing, but never use the other part of the scripture that shows that you shouldn't be doing it. And so I literally grew up seeing it. And so that's just what I thought it should be. And so growing up with it, I felt like I was entitled to do this because I watched it growing up. I thought this is what this was supposed to be like. And so when I got married, I really didn't understand what marriage was about, because, I watched my mother get married, divorced. I watched her go through horrible relationships. I watched my grandmother. Well, I didn't watch her get divorced, but I watched the effect of a divorce, how it affected her. And once I got older, I understood the things, the makeup of why they got a divorce. And so it just, all of this stuff just played a role in how I was looking at things and how I was receiving and taking things and just making them my own. I told you, about my process of in my deliverance place. And so this was part of it. When we got into ministry, right? We got into ministry and I heard a lot of people with this backdoor talk, the whispering, how are you letting her be the pastor, and how she's in front and doing all of these things. And because I was still dealing with a situation of pride, entitlement, and all of these things, and self-esteem, rejection, I was dealing with all of these things. So when we stepped into this, I wasn't equipped to do it. I wasn't equipped. I wasn't ready. I thought I was ready because I thought I was ready. When someone would ask me, oh, is this okay? Are you cool with this? And I'm like, yeah, man, you don't know. Because we had already, in our marriage part of it, we had already was in role reversal. You know what I'm saying? So we was in Ahab, Jezebel type of thing. My wife wasn't Jezebel. She wasn't malicious. She was dominant in an area that she can take care of the bills, can take care of household. And I had literally said in college, I was going to marry somebody that was going to take care of me. So I came in I need a dependent. I need somebody to take care of me. So I just allowed her to take care of me. And she was cool with doing it because it worked for us. And we did it for a while. I mean, we did it for a good little period. And then we realized that it was wrong. It was a spirit that was operating, that operates in a marriage that causes, by default, let's look at it now. By default, men have been absent in marriages. They've been absent. And so because they're absent, the wife ends up taking on the responsibility as the head. Is it right? No, it's not right. But by default, that's what's happening. And then God literally will have to use them to be able to help provide for the family, do whatever they need to do for the family. But then, a man comes back into the place. But now you got to understand the roles of the house. You got to understand who's the head of the house. And so we really wasn't, you know, I know I wasn't, because I was in a place where I was in a dependent role. I was like, cool, take care of me. I don't have to do anything. You know, I was cool with staying in the house and cleaning and cooking and doing all that stuff. Absolutely wrong reverse. But the mindset was, that's what I wanted. That's what I opened my mouth and I said, that's what I wanted. And so I ended up having it, and my wife was comfortable with it. But once we got to the place of the role, we're understanding it's a role reversal. And now we're in deliverance. So now we're breaking Ahab and Jezebel spirit, weak man spirit. So I'm sitting here, and in my mind, I'm like, man, I'm good with this. But the Bible said that this is not the way this should be. So now I have to literally change. And we're talking about a deliverance process. This was the deliverance for me. I had to literally change from this. I need this kid, this childish place, than being the man. You know what I'm saying? When I became a man, I put away childish things. I spoke as a man. I couldn't be continued to be the child, but I wanted to be the child. My flesh wanted to be the child. My character wanted to be the child. My personality wanted to be the child, but my spirit didn't want to be no child. Catch on to what I'm saying now. So now I'm trying to go from this place to this place. And it was a long, hard process of actually doing it, because I'm hearing these men talk about this thing. And so now I'm getting religious. And so now, you know, my wife is just moving forward. She's pastoring. She's ministering. She's teaching. She's doing this. But God said, I need you to read. Now, so now I'm reading, but I'm saying, I'm good with this. I'm good with this. But my flesh and my emotions and my character wasn't sitting well with it, because people were looking at me differently. Now, remind you, they're looking at me with religious eyes, and they're not looking at me the way what God said. This is what God told me to do. It wasn't what man asked me to do. It wasn't what my wife asking me to do. It was what God wanted me to do. And at the time, I didn't understand that it was a place of humility. It was a place of being humble. I didn't understand that, because that's the place that was crucifying the pride, crucifying the entitlement. But because I allow man to whisper in my ear and tell me that you shouldn't be doing that, and she shouldn't be the head of you, and all actuality, my wife is not the head of me. You know, she's not the head of me. Now, when we were in the role reversal, yeah, she was a pastor, she was an administrator, she was a person in the community. So she did all of these things. So she knew how to. She was, well, as y'all would say, she was a boss. She knew how to do that. That was easy to her. So being in that role was easy to her. So now she's having to go through deliverance in that place. I'm having to go to deliverance in this place. And so it was for me, I didn't have no discipline. She had discipline. When she realized it, she was like, chop, 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 chop. I'm over here battling in my mind. I'm battling the religious spirits. I'm battling the religious conversations that are being said about me and about our situation. And so it took a long period of time, but it came to a place where, as I was going through this process, I didn't realize what God was doing in the midst of it. I ain't realized a lot of this stuff until I literally came out and I started looking back at some of the situations and realized what God was doing then. So I'm trying to help men out now. I'm trying to help relationships out now. I'm trying to help marriages out right now. That I need you to recognize role reversal. I need you to recognize Ahab and Jezebel. I need you to recognize when you are operating in a dominant spirit, and you're allowing your man and creating a weak man. You're creating a place where they're questioning their role. They're questioning their identity, because I was questioning my identity. I didn't know who I was. You understand what I'm saying? I was coming from a sports world, and then coming into now, I'm coming into a husband's role, and I'm coming into a man trying to be a man of God. Now it's totally opposite of my world that I walked out of. So I thought that my who I was a coach. I thought who I was a football player, but that was just something that I did. That wasn't who God has called for me to be. And so I had to understand that role. And it was very hard to understand that role, because I had scales over my eyes. I couldn't see my identity. I couldn't see who I was. And so my wife, you know, fast forward, my wife found this book. She's in the Bible Christian store, and she gets this book. Holy Spirit leads her to this book. It's called Husbands and Fathers by Derek Prince. So she finds this book, and so God told her, you know, Holy Spirit tell her to bring the book home and get a book to me. So I get the book, but I ain't read the book. It took me a long time to read the book. But one day, listen, because I'm still battling. I'm still going through a situation. Now I'm on drugs. Now I'm on alcohol. Now I'm on perversion. Now I'm on all of this stuff now. And I get this book. So I get the book, and I'm looking at the book, right? And the book just broke me, like literally broke me. I woke up one morning, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I picked the book up and I start reading this book. So I'm reading this book and I'm like, ain't nobody never tell me about this stuff. And I found these three words, priest, prophet, king. I was like, oh. And so God says, I need you to pay attention to that. So I honed in on priest, prophet, king. So it says, as a priest, are you, you know, you're the gist of it is you're supposed to be, as I looked at it and I took it, it was like, I'm a priest. That means I gotta bring these situations to God. How often do I pray? I started asking myself, how often do I pray? How often do I come to God? I wasn't praying to God. I wasn't coming to God. I was only praying when I was in church. I was only praying when I was praying over my food. I was only praying when I really, 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 really needed something. So then it was like, you know, as the priest, and I started studying the priest, you know, their job and their responsibility. But God just told me one thing. He says, focus on my son. So I started focusing on the son. And at one point, they called Jesus a priest. At one point, they call him the prophet. At one point, they call him the king. And so I started saying, oh, okay. And, you know, we used to have the little things on our wrist, like, what would Jesus do? But the Holy Spirit said, I don't need you to be talking about what did Jesus do. I need you to do what Jesus did. So I had to literally change my whole concept of who I was. Now I'm focusing on Jesus, and I'm focusing on how did I my deliverance at the same time. So that thing wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but what it did was it helped engraved something into my soul. You hear what I'm saying? Because I had a lot of soul ties. And I remember David saying, Lord, deliver my soul. So if David had to say, Lord, deliver my soul, that means somebody's soul need to be delivered. So I said, God, deliver my soul. So I just started saying that often. God, deliver my soul. Deliver my soul. Deliver my soul from soul ties. Deliver my souls from ungodly vows that I've made. Deliver my soul from all of these things. And now when I tell you, when I started saying this, I started seeing something differently. Like for real, I started seeing something different. The scripture that I was reading, that I was seeing, came alive to me. It made sense to me. It made sense to me. So we get a lot of people that think they know their role, but they really don't know their role. They know their role in the natural. If I ask a man, are you the king of your house? Yeah, I'm the king of my house. Man, check this out though. But if you're not understanding how to rule and understand the priestly anointing, if you ain't ruling with a priestly anointing or a prophet's role, or understanding the prophet's role, or understanding that you're supposed to represent as a priest, you're supposed to represent your family to God. You're bringing the situations to God. As a prophet, you're speaking the word of God over the situation, over your household, over your marriage, over your family, as a king, you govern everything that God's entrusted you with. As a king, you govern your kingdom. You govern the people. You govern the people. I looked in the Bible and I've seen so many kings when they're ungodly. They're not operating in a priestly role. They're not operating in a prophet's role. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody is a prophet, but everybody should be reading and declaring the word of God over a situation. Everybody should be prophesying over your life, over the situation. So if you're not even doing any of that, then you're what you say that you're doing as a king, you're really not. You're really not. You're doing it in the natural. You're doing it in a carnal way. And I didn't understand that. It took me a while to understand that I had to change a whole lot of concept, a whole lot of thinking, a whole lot of of things that were going on in my mind. I had to change this thing. So it was a hard process for me. So he says, I need you to focus on that. So how was I going to focus on it? I made it part of my life. I made it my brand. So people say, why do you always win Priest, Prophet, and King, PPK? Why? Because it reminds me of my role. I never want to forget my role biblically. Not what somebody else said, not what man says, not what nobody else says. And so when my wife is ministering and I'm reading for my wife, I'm not confused of who I am. I understand my authority. I understand my power. God is a God of God is decent and in order. God is not going to allow my wife to be over to have more power than me, to lead be the head of me. That's not true. Now, people out here, because you got blinders on and you looking at it in a religious place, this is what your mind gonna say. So I'm not in a debate on what man says. I understand who God has called for me to be and who he's called for my wife to be. I have to operate in a authority and a power to cover who my wife is. Man, y'all don't understand. This ain't a game to me. So I'm not sitting here worried about what another man says or another woman or another religion or another anything. I don't care nothing about all of that. I know what God told me, and I'm following God's orders, period. Period. I need you to focus on Jesus. I need you to focus on who I've called you to be. I hear from God. Now, here's the problem. You taking the word, but you're not allowing God to give you another revelation in the word. Because people will go back to old scripture. Well, wife is not supposed to do this and this and this and this. Man, God is raising up women, man, to do it. There were women in the Bible that ministered to Jesus. There was women in the Bible that led an army. Don't play with me. We just forget about any of that stuff. But for my role, for Gerald Benton Jr.'s role, I know who I am. I know what type of power and authority that I walk in. I know what I can do. I know what I got to cover. I know what God has entrusted me with. And so if I'm not using these ingredients, I'm not operating in my priest role. I'm not operating in the prophet role. If I'm not operating in the king role, if I'm not doing the first two, then I'm a mess up on the second, on the third one as a king. I won't be ruling well. You can look in the Bible all day long and look at men that were kings that didn't rule well. They didn't handle it well. They misused it and didn't care about the people. Man, this thing is about the people. This is about the people. Man, listen here. I cover my wife. I know my role with my wife. We don't have no role reversal. You know, all of that stuff that we did in the beginning, it was all backwards and all. Listen, that thing is straight now. I run the house. My wife can get on a pulpit. She can preach a house down. She can prophesy. She can do all of that. But when she walk off that stage, she's my wife. She's literally my wife while she on that stage. That doesn't matter at all to me. I want my wife to do what she does, and I want her to do it very well. But my wife never gets it confused that when she walks in the house, she's my wife. She's my wife. She's submitted and strong. Don't play with this thing. Don't play with it. She's submitted and strong. The problem is we get people that forget about the submitted part. Bible even says y'all submit one to another. So I submit to my wife. It was a long time that I didn't appreciate or honor my wife's gifts or her call on her life, the mandate on her life. I wasn't honoring that. I was blind to that because I let religious men whisper in my ear and tell me it wasn't right. They tell me that God wouldn't have that. God wouldn't be doing that. Women shouldn't be in the pulpit. Man, whatever. That's what you say. That's what you say. I'm not a debater. I ain't go to college for debating. Period. I'll be honest, I went to college for football, and everything else I just happened to do. I got my degree after all of that. So coming to me debating about what something that God told me and how I'm supposed to run my household, I'm going to run my household like God said, run my household. I'm going to run our ministry the way God wants us to run our ministry. I'm going to do it God's way, and you do it your way. So I just want men to know your role, man. Know your role. Know what God has told you to do. So many men has got lost in the youth plot of it. Things happening, things altering the mind state, altering their spirit and their soul, and then they this stuff gets into their character and personality, and they don't know how to cope with it. I come today to help you to cope with this. I come today to give you a prescription. Listen, keep your eyes on Jesus. Take your eyes off of man. Listen to me what I'm telling you now. Take your eyes off of man, because man will mess you up. Listen. Follow me as I follow Christ. Period. If you see me off, hey, move to the left or move to the right. But I need you to know who you are. I need you to follow God. I need you to hear from God. I need you to be able to read the scripture and allow God to give you a revelation of what he's calling for you to do. Know your role. Don't allow somebody else to give you your role. Know your role. Know who you are called to be. Listen, these are my ingredients. These are mine. This is what God showed me. And God is having me to raise up other PPKs that are trying to understand their identity, understanding their role. And so I'm just giving them, listen, bro, keep your eyes on Jesus. The reason I do this, it allows me, when I look at a situation, I call you my PPK glasses. When I put my PPK glasses on, I look at it through, how often did I pray through this? Did I bring this thing to God? How often did I bring this thing to God? Did I sit and wait for God to give me a response or give me a scripture that I can declare over my situation? And then as I'm declaring over the situation, I'm sitting as a king. And now I've added the ingredients to now rule the way he wants me to rule. Know your role. Know your role. It's the same. Listen, knowing your role as a man and knowing your role as a woman, it's very important. You're not the head of your husband. You can't just tell your husband what to do. You can't be demanding some things for him to do. Man, you can't be sitting there looking like a little boy. You can't be a boy. You can't be a little child. You can't be sitting there pouting. You can't sit there and run away. You can't sit there and cross your arms and look at everybody like somebody done did something wrong to you. Come on, man. It's time to rise up. It's time to put away the little boy spirit. So I cancel the little boy spirit. I bind that running man spirit that'll run away from responsibilities. I bind every spirit of abandonment, rejection, frustration, irritation. I bind all forms of pride, Leviathan. I bind anything that'll cause you to shrink down and to cause you to operate in a religious place. I cancel all religious activities, religious mindsets now. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every word that was spoken over you telling you that you're in the wrong place, that you're doing the wrong thing. Father God, that's not right. Father God, I thank you that if it's holy and it's righteous and it's what you have asked them to do, Father God, that they will be steadfast and unmovable. Father God, they will walk in this calling. They will walk in this mandate. They will walk, Father God, in this role like never before. So I'm declaring that the priests, prophets, and kings are rising. The priests, prophets, and kings are rising. I'm declaring that there are more praying and praying husbands that are coming forth. There are young men that are praying for their spouses. They are praying for their neighborhoods. They are praying for their friends. They are praying for their schools. They are praying for their territories. There are priests that are coming forth. I'm declaring that the Josiahs are coming forth now, ruling at a young age, Father God. They hear your voice now. In the name of Jesus, I'm declaring, Father God, that all men should be able to prophesy. Father God, they're prophesying your word over their lives now. In the name of Jesus, the prophets are coming forth now. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you that they're representing you well, Father God. They're representing you to their family. They're representing you to their community. They're representing you to their territory, their region now. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you, Father, that you're mixing them together, Father. I thank you, Father God, that is stirring them up, Father God. I thank you for souls being delivered. I thank you for, Father God, soul ties being disconnected. I declare, Father God, vows are being severed now. In the name of Jesus, Father, and I thank you. that men are knowing their role, Father God, that they can rule, Father God, with an anointing, Father God, with the favor of God on their life. The Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and he finds favor in the sight. So, Father God, I thank you for the favor rising up in these men now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I counsel every demonic activity, every demonic plot, plan, employ, everything that is trying to derail them now, try to derail them as a child. I bind the trauma that they received as a kid now, in the name of trauma now, in the name of Jesus. Anything that has caused them, Father God, to be out of place, I cancel it now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over these men, over these marriages now, in the name of Jesus, over these women now. I decree and declare that these women are submitted and strong. I'm declaring, Father God, the help beasts that are suitable. They're able to adapt in every situation. I bind the running man into women, running from your responsibilities, running from your prayers. If God said to do it, you need to do it. Father God, I thank you right now, giving them the strength that they need, giving them the wisdom that they need. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare that you're breathing on dry bones. Every marriage that was dried up, every marriage that was disconnected, every marriage that have been separated, every marriage that have been divorced, that you acclaim, Father God, that you have declared that it's supposed to live, Father God, that they step back into it now in the name of Jesus. Blow on it, Father. I'm declaring that you're blowing on it now in the name of Jesus. Blow on these marriages now. Blow on these relationships now. Blow on these husbands. Blow on these wives now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, remove every scale off of their eyes, Father God, that they'll see, Father God, the hope of their calling. They'll see their roles now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring that these men, Father God, are in their rightful places, Father God. I bind every religious spirit now in the name of Jesus. All Ahab spirits, weak man now, in the name of Jesus, being a king, but being weak as a king, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them come forth and come through now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rasha Karabandose, I break every diabolical plot, plan, and ploy. That's been assigned to derail men from the beginning of time, in the name of Jesus, being out of place, Father God, that Father God, I thank you that we're getting in a right alignment. I thank you, Father God, that men are stepping into their rightful place now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, Rosha Tarabando, Father, we're in our rightful place. Yes, Father. Visit them now. Father God, talk to them, speak to them. Let them hear clearly. I bind the deaf and dumb spirit now in the name of Jesus, acting like you're confused, acting like you don't understand what you're supposed to do. I cancel that now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring that you'll be steadfast and unmovable. Father, your word says that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So, look, Father, I thank you for the righteous men coming forth. I thank you, Father, that we're in right standing with you now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, raka, romanasete. I bind that dominant spirit in the women now. I bind that spirit of Lilith now in the name of Jesus. Man-hating spirit now in the name of Jesus. Hating men for some things that they have, because they've been absent, because they wasn't in their rightful place. So you decided to hate men in the name of Jesus, using that as an excuse to be out of place to be out of out of God's will in regards to who he has called for you to be. I'm declaring that your mind is being renewed. I'm thanking, Father, that their mind and their heart, you're renewing a right spirit within them now. In the name of Jesus, trauma has caused you to be hurt, caused you to be bitter. Father, we uproot the root of bitterness now. In the name of Jesus, Father, your word says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So, Father, I thank you that we'll no longer operate in a revenge spirit now. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of rebellion. I bind the stubborn spirit now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let the scales of Leviathan be blown up now. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I bind that I can't do, won't do. I bind the quitting spirit now, the give up spirit now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I'm declaring that the men are rising up praying like never before. I'm declaring prayer warriors are coming forth now in the name of Jesus. These men are on their knees praying. These men are bringing forth their lives. They're bringing forth their wives. They're bringing forth their children, their families, Father God, their communities, their territory. Father, I thank you that you're placing it on their heart, Father God, that you're making a stony heart soft, Father God. Now in the name of Jesus, Father, oh, I thank you that today you're doing a new thing. Today is the day that men arise and know their role. Today is the day that you're speaking to them clearly, to Father. Today is the day that you're speaking to the women and saying what is right and what is wrong. Father God, I thank you for a spirit of obedience, Father God. Oh, I thank you for the spirit of a discipline now in the name of Jesus, that we'll be obedient to walking this thing out, that we will be disciplined, Father God, to walk in the steps that you are ordering for us now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I speak a hedge of protection set around us, set around the family, set around the marriage, set around the destiny and purpose. I bind destiny pirate, destiny thief, and destiny devourer. I decree and declare you will not steal or destroy our destiny and purpose, but we will walk in this thing now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you for a nevertheless anointing. But Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. As we decrease, you increase. That is none of us and it's all of you. Father, we're moving and we're stepping in your way now in the name of Jesus. Father, we see clearly the hope of our calling. We see clearly, Father God, deliver our five senses now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we can see, we can hear, we can smell, we can speak, we can touch, we can walk. Father God, I thank you right now for what you're doing in our lives. Oh, I thank you. I bind backlash and retaliation. I bind all forms of get back now in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy will try to come back with a backlash now, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. I declare that we are operating and functioning in the blood, in the blood, in the blood, in the blood, in the blood. Father God, let your spirit cross the earth now in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit cross the earth, Father God. Let it be an awakening, Father God. Let a revival break through, Father God. Let marriages be restored, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As you cross over, as your spirit cross over, Father God, let there be an awakening, an eye opener now in the name of Jesus. Men, women, and children, Father God, will understand who they are. They will know their roles now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you. I bind anything that comes to influence through social media that is ungodly, unholy, Father God, that comes to contaminate the mind and the heart through social media, radio, television, Father God, that will cause us to think contrary to the word of God. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, I thank you that you are not a respecter of persons. Because if you delivered me and showed me, Father God, you would do it for the next man. You would do it for the next marriage. You would do it for the next wife. You would do it for the next children. Oh, Father, I thank you right now that you're doing the miraculous now. I'm decreeing and declaring miracle signs and wonders. These are the signs that follow. Father, I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for laying hands on the sick. I thank you, Father God, that if I drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt me. Father, I thank you right now that there's a new level that is being released in a marriage. New levels are being released in the man and women of God now in the name of Jesus. No longer are you being stepped on. No longer are you being pressed down. No longer are you boxing God in. No longer are you putting a limit on God, but you're actually excelling in who God has called for you to be. Father, I thank you that you have taken the ceiling off. Father, I thank you for the ability to bust through the ceiling now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as I cover my wife, as I cover her with the blood, Father God, as I prophesy that she shall and she will lead the army that you have called for her to lead. She will, Father God, be a voice, Father God, of this time in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that she's an apostolic teacher. She's an apostolic apostle now in the name of Jesus, Father. I'm declaring it now and I'm speaking it now over the airwaves, in the heavens now, in the name of Jesus. Let it be established in the heavens. Let it be written in the book now as I'm decreeing and declaring this as I speak in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, she is clever. I speak a hedge of protection set around her, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I'm decreeing and declaring that, the prophetic advantage is arising inside of her like never before now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you. You're sharpening her discerner, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that she's quick in the spirit now. In the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you that she's agile and mobile now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you have given her the ability to jump over and leap over walls now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for releasing another level of revelation in regards to the help meet that is suitable. I thank you, Father God, that what you're doing inside of her, Father God, is bubbling up now. I thank you, Father God, that you've given her a mandate, Father God, to impart, Father God, to teach and to train and to equip women, Father God, to understand spiritual warfare, understand healing and deliverance now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that women are being raised up from the north, the east, the south, the west, Father God, to understand their role, understand who God has called for them to be, understand it now in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, that you're giving her another level of wisdom, another level of understanding, Father God, in regards to her role, in regards, Father God, to her leadership ability. Now in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh, I thank you for the multitasker. I thank you, Father God, for giving her the rest she needs. I thank you, Father God, for giving her the strength that she needs. Father God, even in her weary moments, Father God, you're blowing your breath upon her, Father God, that she's having another level of life, another level of abundance are coming forth. Father, let her operate in a spirit of abundance. Let her operate in a spirit of overflow, Father God, that as she imparts and that she pours out, Father God, let it be a residue. Let it be an anointing that goes forth like never before. Father God, I thank you that as she teaches the night, Father God, the master class, I thank you, Father God, that the understanding, Father God, will be clear. Father God, that the homework will be done. I thank you, Father God, that as she imparts into these women, Father God, I thank you that they're going and stepping into another level in you, another level in understanding their role, another level of understanding the revelation, understanding another level, Father God, in the love that you have for them now, the responsibilities, the discipline, Father God, the obedience. Now, in the name of Jesus, oh, I thank you. I thank you for a stripping, Father God, stripping off the religious stuff, the religious mindset, the religious habits, the religious things that are being done, Father God. Strip it. Remove it as far as the east is from the west. Let these women be free, Father God, to receive a revelation, Father God, that will propel them into their necks. Oh, Father God, I'm declaring the next now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for the men. I thank you, Father God, that the priests, prophets, and kings are arising. Father, they're coming out of the caves. They're coming out of the muck. Father, you're raising them out of these dead places now. In the name of Jesus, these inappropriate relationships, Father God, these inappropriate conversations, Father God, these inappropriate acts now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, they're coming out of perversion. They're coming out of alcoholism. They're coming out of homosexuality. They're coming out now in the name of Jesus. They're coming out of the rebellion and the stubborn spirit. They're coming out of a prideful place now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, oh, I break these habits now. In the name of Jesus, Father, oh, I thank you, Father, that your word says deliverance is the children's bread. So, Father God, let deliverance take place, Father God. Let these men, Father God, be detached from these things now. In the name of Jesus, deliver their appetites, Father God, that have been drawing them to these things now. Let them be delivered now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, I thank you, Father, for renewing their mind. I thank you, Father God, that there's a new mindset that is being released in these men, Father God, that they will no longer be tormented, Father God, from the pains of the past. They will no longer be tormented by the things that they have done, Father God, that have caused them to feel inferior, that have caused them not to understand and know who they are, Father God, biblically. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, oh, I thank you for the resources coming from the north, the east, the south, the west, to be able to assist these men, assist these women, Father God, and assist the children, Father God, in knowing who they are. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for clarity and an understanding. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Listen, I just gave you a brief introduction of of Priest, Prophet, and King, and the role of a man covering his wife. Because listen, you don't even necessarily have to be a minister or be in a role of your wife as a pastor or a leader. Listen, if you can't pray and speak the word of God over your family, just regularly, I mean, you just a person that goes to church, and you can't do that, then you out of your place. Period. I'm gonna just call it what it is. It might look good because you're prospering on the outside. Man, I'm seeing so many people prosper. You got money, got houses, got cars. It look all good, and in the back of it, everything falling apart. They ain't happy. The marriage ain't good. They don't know who they are. They thought because I'm a provider, because I keep a roof over your head, because I pay the bills, because I kept a job, because I do all this. Hold up. I go to church on Sunday and Wednesday. Hold up. Let's take a deeper look at that. I got a mentoring program that'll help you with that. Got a mentoring program. We go in depth of this PPK, the making of the man. Yeah, I'm talking about the biblical man. I ain't talking about what the world says. I ain't talking about what your mama and your daddy did. I'm talking about the biblical man, because they might have not have taught you the biblical place of it. Let's go. I'm trying to help as many men as I can. God gave me a mandate, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to crush this religious spirit. I'm going to crush this Ahab and Jezebel spirit, role reversal in a home. We're going to crush this. That's why my wife teach submitted and strong. That's why she teach help meet suitable. That's why she's raising up an army. That's why I do PPK. That's why I'm raising up men that understand their role, not necessarily in being a pastor or being a minister, but being a man, period. Being a man, actually operating in a biblical mindset in regards to his family, in regards to his situation, in regards to his businesses, in regards to anything that God has entrusted him with as a king. Bro, we got to know this. We got to know this. Jesus ain't do absolutely nothing that he ain't see the Father do, or the Father didn't tell him to do, or the Father didn't equip him to do. So that's why God is always telling me to keep my eyes on his son. Don't ask what Jesus did. Do what Jesus did, Gerald. And that's what I'm doing. I want to get to the part where I can walk on water. I want to get to the part where I can my shadow gonna heal people. Huh? Because he says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. He said, I should be doing greater works. I should be doing greater works. So if I'm keeping my eye on Jesus and I'm supposed to do what Jesus did, then I'm supposed to do them on a greater level. Oh, I'm behind. I'm behind. I'm missing something. Well, I'm going to read that in the Bible and then I'm going to miss it. That's crazy. My mindset is, I want to raise the dead. My mindset is, I want to heal the sick. My mindset is, I want the gospel to go throughout the world. Why? Because he said it. I'm not just taking the word and I'm taking the word and I want it to be a part of who I am. I want Jesus to rise up inside of me. I want him to rise up inside of me all the time. Period. So listen, I hope this thing motivated you, stretched you, encourage you, helped you to get into a different place or a better place in who God has called for you to be, because this is about that time. This is that time. And so when God asked me to do another one, you know, I go a little bit more in depth in this role of understanding the priest, prophet, and king, understanding the process of my whole deliverance of going through this. I can tell you, give you some examples of how I had to battle certain things, certain words, certain people, to actually get to where I am today. This thing was a process. This didn't happen overnight. You know, I was dealing with all of this stuff and still trying to figure out how to be a man of God, how to be who I'm supposed to be. I mean, I'm sure that there's other men and other women out there that's dealing with that struggle. So once again, I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You can go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com. GeraldandYvette.com, there's resources, the whole nine. Listen, you can go to YouTube, man, and get every resource, get every broadcast. Find the ones that fit you. Find the ones that help you. Find the ones that motivate you, that'll help you get to the next level. All right? Listen, know who you are. Know your role. Know your role. If you don't know your role, listen, get some resources that'll help you identify your role. Or get into your prayer time and ask God to pray. Man, we got to pray more. I need you to bring these situations to God. Prophets, I need you to be able to speak the word of God. And I need you to prophesy the word of God over your household. And I need you to govern it using the priestly and the prophetic anointing on your life. I need you to use it. Amen. All right. Come on, man. Let's go. Let's get in our place. Let's take over. Let's do what we're supposed to do. What we are created to do. From the first book. All right, man. All right, y'all. Hey, y'all be blessed, and y'all have a wonderful day. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.